And good day, folks. Broadcasting live on WBGV 92.5 FM on 92.5 and also streaming at CNLakeBroadcasting.com. It's high school boys basketball action with the MHSAA continuing on this March Magic Madness. We are into the regionals now. Regional semifinals on this Monday. It's a Monday. High school boys basketball Division 3 Region 16 semifinals live from Emily City High School. We are covering game one. It's Crosville Lexington Pioneers up against Pontiac Notre Dame Prep. The second game will be Richmond up against Goodrich. The winner of these regional semifinals tonight will move on to the regional championship game on Wednesday also. Let's get this out of the way real quick. The broadcast of today's game is a copyrighted presentation of the Michigan High School Athletic Association and Sand Lake Broadcasting, WBGV 92.5 FM. No reproduction, retransmission, or other distribution of the descriptions or accounts of this game may take place without the express written consent of the MHSAA and Sand Lake Broadcasting. You have my permission. Now you got to ask the MHSAA. Good luck with that. Pontiac Notre Dame Prep, they are 11-13 overall up against Crosville Lexington, who is 21-3. And they are also the co-champions of the Blue Water Area League and add a district championship also to the walls and the banners at Crosville Lexington High School. Second game, Richmond are the other co-champions of the Blue Water Area Conference, who is 22-2. Goodrich, 20-4 in the second game. Our friends over at Get Stuck on Sports will be covering game two also, so tune in for that one and listen in for that game. And I'll probably be sticking around watching that second game just in case Croswell happens to win. So, of course, this will be the third matchup potentially between those two teams. But Croswell Lexington has to get through this first game. It is a semifinal. Can never look past any game. Goodrich, one of the three co-champions in the Flint Metro League Stars also, reaching a regional final a year ago. Pontiac Notre Dame Prep fighting Irish. Will they have the look of the Irish? It is St. Patrick's week. They always run into a Blue Water Area Conference opponent when it comes to the districts or even regionals also. And they defeated Goodrich in the regional final last season. This is a different season, of course. Although Goodrich avenged that with a 15-point win back on January 6th of this season also. And have won five of their last seven games while playing 19 games this winter against teams with winning records also. Now for Crosville Lexington, we'll talk about them, what they did to get to this point, winning the district championship on Friday night. Got a couple coverage area teams in action also tonight, including Richmond here tonight at Emily City High School. We also have the Peck Pirates in Division 4. That game on our colleagues for game two of the regional semifinals, Division 4 at Deckerville High School. And Cass City against Flint Beecher in the second game of that semifinal. Millington, who we covered them beating Brown City last week on Friday night right here on 92.5, is playing in a game tonight also. And that's taking place at Unionville Seaboyne High School also. But this game, Emily City High School, when we come back, talk about what Crosville Lexington did to get to this point in the regionals and hopefully to the regional championship game. We will be right back. Got to pay the bills. Commercial break here on WBGV 92.5 FM. And streaming at CNLakeBroadcasting.com. I'll be right back. Welcome back to WBGV 92.5 FM. Both teams warming up here on the floor as we speak. In the district championship for Crosville Lexington, that's four straight district championships for the Crosville Lexington Pioneers. Trey Kolakovic, 12 points for Crosville in that game, proving to 21-3 overall, and had won its last 13 games up to that point since Friday. Donovan McDonald also contributing a 10 points. Zachary Kretsch added 8 points. Against Emily City was the win. Pioneers now in a Division II regional semifinal against Pontiac Notre Dame Prep. That is coming up here in about 10 or so minutes also. And throughout the regular season also, averaging 58.1 games per game is the Crosville Lexington Pioneers. Pontiac Notre Dame Prep throughout their season averaging about 62.4 games per game also. Trey Kolakovic throughout the regular season. In the regular season, 359 points. Great defender also at the point guard position. 88 total rebounds through the regular season. 121 assists and 64 steals also. In fact, a lot of this Crosville Lexington Pioneers is really dependent on their defense and getting those fast break plays also. Second leading scorer, Zach Kretsch, 341 points. Season high, 25 against North Branch, where that district championship took place in North Branch High School. 63 total rebounds also, 55 total assists, and 26 total steals for Zach Kretsch, a guard, 6'2 senior for the Krause Lexington Pioneers. Donovan McDonald also, 219 points for the Krause Lexington Pioneers. He plays the center, 6'6 senior. Total rebounds, probably the top rebounder on this team with 147 total rebounds, 26 total assists, and 13 total steals also for the Krause Lexington Pioneers. Now, they really schedule some great competition also throughout the regular season. They played both teams out of Port Huron Northern and High. They split that one. Detroit University Prep, they scheduled some tough competition. Even in the second game, it was a loss against Grosse Pointe North, but that was a 53-54 loss. A lot of big difference from December basketball when you reach to March basketball also. They went over Port Huron in late December, 74-49, and lost to Port Huron Northern, 60-56. Give them credit for scheduling those tough games once again. New Baltimore, Anchor Bay, another tough game. They got that win on February 13th. 67-57. They played the Lakers, and they got that one. The Lakers played them pretty tough. That's a Greater Thumb Conference team in a Class C size school. Of course, their Blue Water Area Conference was not easy for them to get to that district championship. They had to beat Yale, and they beat them by 1 point. Yale, a young team, really coming along here late in the season. Talked to the head coach, Garnett Kohler, at Brown City, where he went to school at, and he says he's really excited about next season also. Came up short in a few games, but, you know, hey, tough break, but 1 point loss. Looking forward to the future. It's going to be very competitive to BWAC come next season. Two BWAC teams in this regional semifinal, as I said, Richmond in the second game. They'll be up against a very tough team. The Martians are Goodrich after this game also. So we'll keep an eye on that game. So there we go. A little bit about the Krause Lexington Pioneers. Great season. Blue Water Area Conference champions. And four straight district titles also. And looking for a regional title here tonight. We'll find out if they can do it when we come back here. It's Krause Lexington up against Pontiac Notre Dame Prep, Fighting Irish, in the regional semifinal here at Emily City High School. Big shout out to Don Gothier, the athletic director, and the fine staff here for setting us up. When we come back here, talk about Pontiac Notre Dame Prep, what they've done throughout the season also, and get ready for tip-off. When we come back here on 92.5 FM. All right, welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. Let's talk about a Pontiac Notre Dame Prep. The Fighting Irish out of Pontiac. What they did to get to this point. Won the district championship last week over Macomb Lutheran North, 74-45. Got the win over Bloomfield Hills Cranbrook Kingswood, 58-45 also. Let's talk about the top player. It was Wade Robinson, man. Free throws, some threes and twos. He can do it all. 23 total points against Macomb Lutheran North. Also talk about Jacob Tuttle. He had 16 points in that game. 16 points also for Joseph DeCasas. And he's actually one that gave me all the pronunciations. So big shout out to him also. He had 16 points in that game also. 7 points apiece for Drew Smith. We also had 7 points for also Robert Strimple. 7 points also we had for Pontiac Notre Dame Prep for Robert Strimple. I think I said that one. And we also had 7 points for Nathan Tomkiss. Those are your 3 7-point scorers in that game also. So major contributors that can do it all. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 different shooters for this Pontiac Notre Dame Prep team. That's what they did against Macomb Lutheran North. Finished the season, as I said, at 11-13. They do take on some competition. They played Richmond, and Richmond defeated them by 5 points. Richmond avenging last year's loss to Pontiac Notre Dame Prep. So will they meet again, or will Krause beat them? We'll have a rubber band matchup, or will Goodrich come out on top in the second game also? So the player to watch, Wade Robinson, Joseph DeCasas, Robert Strimple, Nolan Tompkins also. Those are your shooters here for Pontiac Notre Dame Prep. So we get ready for action. So a common BWAC opponent, and it was Richmond, came out top. And they also lost to Goodrich earlier in the season in January, 56-71, back in January 6th. And that's Pontiac Notre Dame Prep. Goodrich in this game tonight. So, of course, they would love that matchup. One-point loss to Lansing Catholic on January 31st. In February, key wins against Dearborn, Divine Child, Grosse Pointe South they lost to in mid-February in overtime, 50-53 also. But district champions, and last year also, they did pretty good. And the regionals, as we wait for the, looks like we're going to wait and see if they're going to, yep, they're going to have some extra time here before we get ready for our next commercial break. Last year also, they lost to Ferndale in a quarterfinals, 55-68, but they beat Goodrich last year in the regionals, 74-54, and also Richmond, 77-42, also last year, to win that regional champion. So Pontiac Notre Dame Prep, you could say, are the defending regional champions with all these similar teams all together here with the addition of Crosby Lexington this season. So a lot of good teams. This is going to be a really good competitive regional semifinals and championship final also, whoever makes it. All right, we'll come back and get ready for tip-off here about 2 minutes away from that. Of course, they'll do the introductions, the starting lineups, and get ready for tip-off in game one of this regional semifinal. We'll be right back here on WBGV 92.5 FM and streaming at sandlacbroadcasting.com. Follow us on our Twitter, also at Radio Sanlac, for updates period by period. We'll be right back for game time. All right, welcome back. Introductions going to be made here by the Emily City High School staff. Host.
Michigan High School Athletic Association welcomes you to Emily City High School for today's regional game in the 2023 Division II Boys Basketball Tournament. We expect a great game today, including great sportsmanship being displayed by all parties involved toward each other and towards the game officials. Remember, nothing beats good sportsmanship. Ladies and gentlemen, the privilege of this game was made possible by those men and women who have fought and continue to fight for the freedoms we enjoy. Let us now honor and respect their efforts and our country as Greg Elliott sings our national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleam, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight all around which we watched were so gallantly and rockets red glare, those bursting in air, came through the night that our flag was still there. Hosanna, the star-spangled banner yet
job there. All right. Part of the Emily City staff here doing the national anthem. Starting lineups now.
Senior number one, Trey Kovacovic.
Trey Kolakovich, number one for Croswell. Number one, Wade Robinson. Talked about him being the top shooter in the district championship win over Macomb Lutheran North. Mitchell Geiger, number two for Croswell Lexington. Also number two, Jacob Tuttle, the junior. By the way, Wade Robinson and Tuttle are the juniors for Pontiac Notre Dame Prep. Zach Kretsch, number three. 1, 2, 3 there for Croswell Lexington. Number 11, Joseph DeCasas. Number four, Donovan McDonald. That's 1, 2, 3, 4. All seniors here for Croswell Lexington, your starter so far. Number 15, Drew Smith for the Pontiac Notre Dame Fighting Irish. And Drew Hosterman breaking up the 1, 2, 3, 4. That's number 11, the senior also. All seniors starting here for Croswell Lexington. And number 23, Nolan Campbell, the sophomore here for the Pontiac Notre Dame Fighting Irish. Head coach Lance Campbell of Croswell Lexington. Head coach Whitney Robinson for the Pontiac Notre Dame Prep Fighting Irish. Defending regional champions from last year, where they defeated Richmond and Goodrich to win their regional championship last year. Tomorrow, Tuesday, we'll be down at West Bloomfield High School for high school girls basketball. It'll be Sandusky Wolves taking on Madison Heights Bishop Foley. And that game, coverage starts about 6:30 p.m. Hey, tomorrow. And also 7 p.m. tip-off. That'll be right here on 92.5 WBGB. All right, center circle will be number four, Donovan McDonald, and number 23, Robert Strimple. The other starter here for Pontiac Notre Dame Fighting Irish, and jump on one by Pontiac Notre Dame Prep. Move him to left to right on your radio dial. Pass off to number three. Or number two, that is, Jacob Tuttle. Back to Jacob Tuttle to the left corner. Bounce pass into the left low block. Looking for a shot. He holds up. That was number 15, Drew Smith, and pulls back out. Pick set there by Smith. Loose ball. Wade Robinson saves it. Swings it over to the jump ball shot for two, no good, but put back in midair, attempted by Strimple. And Croswell Lexington comes up with a rebound after a couple missed shots. The first shot taken there by number 11, Joseph DeCasas. Into the right corner, Trey Kolakovich for three. Number two for the right wing for scores made. And Zach Kretsch making it 3-0. Croswell Lexington with the first point scored at the 7-minute mark here in the first period. Wade Robinson at the points for Pontiac Notre Dame Prep. Pass over to number two, Jacob Tuttle. Three-point shot to Wade Robinson. Left corner, no good. Rebound fought for. And goes out of bounds. Hustling for it was number 23, Robert Strimple. Coach Robinson trying to fire up his team. A little bit of slight full-court pressure here, slightly. Back and forth between Kolakovich and number two, Mitchell Geiger. Geiger over to number three, Zach Kretsch from the left corner. Cross-court pass to Trey Kolakovich at the wing. He'll move into the high post. Chips it out to Kretsch for three. Pops out of the rim, but put back attempt right there. Number four with a miss. He'll try to get another one. He'll draw the foul. As number four, Donovan McDonald will go to the free throw line for two shots. That's the first foul in this game. That's number 15 for the foul, Drew Smith. The first foul in this game. The first free throw is good. By number 4, making it 4-0. It's Donovan McDonough with a shot. Second free throw attempt is good. Making it 5-0. 5-0. Crosville Lexington with the lead. 6-0-5 to go now. Notre Dame Prep already on the other side of the floor. Wade Robinson takes a shot for 3. Misses that one. Rebound, Trey Kolakovich. That one's from the right wing over to Zach Kretz. Fast break play. Right side, number 11 with a miss. Fighting for the rebound. It was number 4. McDonald had it, but Trey Kolakovich picks up the loose ball after that. Swings over to the left corner. Down the baseline, number 11. Bounce pass back into the middle of the paint and lays it up for 2 between 3 defenders. That's number 4, Donovan McDonald. Makes it 7-0. Crosville Lexington leading with 5:35 to go and counting. Ray Robinson still looking for Pontiac Notre Dame Prep's first points. 5:25 to go and counting. 7-0. Crosville Lexington leading here in the first. Right low block up for 2. Misses that shot, number 2. Jacob Tuttle, rebound. Over to the right side to lay it up for 2. Number 2, Mitchell Geiger. It is 9-0. Crosville Lexington on a 9-0 run now. 5:05 to go in the first period. Reid Robinson down the left lane. Pitches it out to the left corner. DeCasas, cross-court pass to the right side to number 2, Jacob Tuttle. To DeCasas. DeCasas down the left lane, up for 2. Hits the back of the glass and it rims out. Fighting for the rebound, number 11. He steps out of bounds on the baseline, left side of the glass. It's number 11, Drew Hosterman. And it'll be Pontiac Notre Dame Prep ball to bring it in. Inbounds pass. Wade Robinson looks at a 3. He gets caught in traffic. It'll be a jump ball quickly in favor of Crosville Lexington. 4:38 to go. 9-0 is your score. Crosville Lexington with the lead against the Fighting Irish. Substitution coming in will be number 22, Landon Butler. I say he is the muscle of the team here. Coming in for Mitchell Geiger, who takes a seat in a breather. Far court side, Trey Kolakovich with the dribble to the left side of the floor. Swings it over to Zach Kretsch. Back to Trey Kolakovich for 3. Left wing. Hits the rim. No good. Rebound Ray Robinson for Pontiac Notre Dame Prep. 9-0. Crosville Lexington leading. 4:20 to go. Wade Robinson gets a pick set. He'll go to the point. Comes back. 3-point shot from the top of the point. Hits around the rim. No good. Bringing it down for the rebound. Donovan McDonald for Crosville Lexington. Trey Kolakovich now with a dribble. To the elbow, lays it up in the middle of the paint, blocked though, rejected with a shot attempt by number 23, Strimpo, and laying it up for 2. He misses that one. Foul was called, however, after the ball is shot. DeCasas going for the shot and away from the ball on the rebound. It'll be 2 fouls, and the first on number 1, Wade Robinson. Second foul for the team for Pontiac Notre Dame Prep. It's 9-0. Croswell Bell now. Crosswell ball, they lead 9-0. 3:50 to go here. From the free throw line, a jumper, slight fadeaway by Zach Kretsch, makes it 11-0. Crosswell Lexington leading with 3:42 to go here. Pontiac Notre Dame Prep with it. Wade Robinson still having trouble being double teamed. A bounce pass to the right side. To Strippo, back to Wade Robinson. Fakes a 3. To the Casas to the left corner. He'll go around to the left wing. Pass off to the top of the point, number 11, Joseph DeCasas. DeCasas at the elbow, down the right lane, pitches it back out to Wade Robinson at the right wing. He'll go to the high post. Fadeaway shot from there, around the rim, no good. Slapped out of bounds by number 23, Robert Strimple. And it'll be a Crosville ball from the far side baseline. Coming in is number 2, Mitchell Geiger. And taking a seat is number 4, Donovan McDonald. A good first period for him. 3:07 to go here in the first. 11-0 is your score. Crosville Lexington leading. Pontiac Notre Dame Prep. 11-point lead here. Trey Kolakovich with the dribble. Bounce pass over to Geiger. Right corner, low block. Back to Kolakovich. Lays it up. Makes the shot to the right low block. And he'll go for the 3-point play. 13-0. Crosville Lexington leading. 2:52 mark. Two-point shot for Kolakovic, and going for the three-point play. They made the both free throws. First free throw is up and good for the three-point play. 14-0, Carrazzo Lexington leading. 2:49 to go here in the first. 14-0. That's Wade Robinson, hands it off to number two, Jacob Tuttle. Joseph DeCasas. DeCasas to the point, down the left lane. Pitches it over to number 32 underneath the basket. Does not meet him, Nolan Tompkins. It goes right by him, goes out of bounds. So a turnover there by Pontiac Notre Dame Prep. 2.5 to go, it's 14-0. Cross Lexington ball, Kolakovic with the dribble. To Geiger, back to Kolakovic. He'll move to the left wing, to the top of the point. Pick set there by Geiger, slightly double team on Kolakovic. And Kratz, a short jumper for two, swishes it, left corner. 16-0, Croswell Lexington leading. 2:10 to go here. They are running away with it right now here in the first. Wade Robinson, 2 minutes to go here. In the first, loses the ball, taking it away is Zach Kretsch. Fouling him in front of his body there. Be number two with the foul. We'll have a timeout called. First one timeout. We'll be right back. 1:56 to go. 16-0. Croswell Lexington leading. Coming out of the timeout, Croswell Lexington with possession. Timeout by Pontiac Notre Dame Prep. They're down 16-0. Croswell Lexington leading. Zach Kretsch swings it over to number 11. Drew Hosterman, bounce pass to number two for Geiger. Short jumper in the left, let's say left wing. Rebound by Pontiac Notre Dame Prep, but they steal it right back as the Pioneers up for a shot. Number 12, Trevor Soule on the left side. And he is fouled. Does not make the shot, but he'll go to the line for two shots. Now that's four fouls on Pontiac Notre Dame Prep here in the first. The second for number two. Jacob Tuttle, first free throw up, and that one good. 17-0, Croswell Lexington leading. 1:21 to go here. And the first period, second free throw good. 18-0 now, Croswell Lexington leading. 100% free throw shooting so far. Croswell Lexington. Wade Robinson swings it over to Tuttle. 1:10 to go here. And the first, 18-0, Croswell Lexington leading. DeCasas, pass over to right, low block. Had a good look at it. Number 23, Robert Strimple. And does not go in. Number three coming in here, Colton Reese for Pontiac Notre Dame Prep. Jacob Tuttle will take a seat. 18-0, 1 minute to go here in the first period. Croswell Lexington leading 18-0. Trey Kolakovic at the right wing. Over to McDonald, up for a shot for two. Misses that one. He'll get back his own rebound. Fighting for it. Loose ball picked up. Saved by Trey Kolakovic. Swings it over to Geiger. Geiger, whistle called. It'll be a foul on Pontiac Notre Dame Prep. Now with her fifth foul. Be underneath the glass, left side. Throw it in. 41.1 seconds to go here. Zach Kretsch to throw it in from the baseline to the right corner for three. Trey Kolakovic misses that one, airballs that one. Number three to grab the rebound, Colton Reese. Wade Robinson with it now for Pontiac Notre Dame Prep. He'll hold up in a short left corner to DeCasas at the left elbow, down to 25 seconds to go. A three-point shot by Wade Robinson, hits the back of the rim, no good. Rebound, Croswell Lexington. Zach Kretsch, three on one. He loses the ball with the steal by Joseph DeCasas, who races his way down to the paint. Hands it off to number three, Reese for three, and misses that one. Rebound, Trey Kolakovic looking for a fast break as Kretsch over to Hosterman for a layup for two. Good. 20-0. Crowds elected the team with 2 seconds. 1 second. Last second shot from half court. That one no good. 20-0 is your lead. Crowds elected the team leading. We'll be right back here for the second period. Welcome back here. start of the second period. 20-0, Cross of Lexington leading Pontiac. Notre Dame Prep will open up a possession, still looking for the first points of the first half. Toto swings it over to the left side. Intercepted, but stayed by Joseph DeCasas. Long jumper for two, hits the rim, no good. Rebound, Trey Kolakovic for Croswell Lexington. Bounce pass to the right side for a layup attempt by number 20. Misses that one. James Krampitz, who's in this game here for the second period. Pontiac Notre Dame Prep with the ball. They'll throw it up for two shot. Wade Robinson over to Strimpo, no good, but Notre Dame Prep with the ball and rebound. Shot attempt by Tuttle. He misses it, but the putback good by number 23. Pontiac Notre Dame Prep, first points of the game at the 7-12 mark here in the second period. Croswell Lexington with an 18-point lead. And they have possession. Kretsch feeds it over to Geiger into the left corner. Moving his way into the paint. Jumper with a one-hander, and he gets it for two. 22-2. Back to a 20-point lead. Largest lead of the game once again for Croswell Lexington. 6:48 to go. Wade Robinson double-teamed. Throughout this whole game, he'll float it up for two. High against the glass and gets the two. 22-4. 6:36 to go here in the second of the first half. Second period. Kretsch for three. Left wing. And that one hits the rim. No good. McDonald tries to get the putback rebound. Can't get it. And Pontiac Notre Dame Prep will come up with it. It's number 32, Nolan Tompkins. Back to Wade Robinson. Robinson makes a move. Spins at the elbow. High post shot for two. Draws the foul. And Wade Robinson falls back with a missed shot. I do believe it will be a shooting foul here for 2 points. We'll be keep it right here. 6:11 to go here. 22-4. That's the first foul by Croswell Lexington. Trey Kolakovic getting called for it. First free throw up and no good. Taking a seat, number 20. James Krampitz in his number 11, Drew Hosterman, the senior for Croswell Lexington. 6:11 to go here. First free throw up and good. The second free throw is up and good. It makes it 22-5. Robinson with that free throw and Croswell Lexington. Trey Kolakovic cross-court pass over to Zach Kretsch from the left wing to the right wing. Kretsch will go to the top of the point. Over to McDonald at the top of the point. A handoff to Trey Kolakovic to the high post. Pitches down to Hosterman. To Geiger. Geiger from the high post just to the left edge for two. Misses that one. Rebound. Joseph DeCasas. He'll race his way down to the right lane. Foul was called on Croswell. I do believe he'll be on number 3 for the second. From the baseline, they throw it in. Right side of the glass will be number 2. Jacob Tuttle. Over to Strimple. To Wade Robinson for 3. Top of the point. Hits the back of the rim and he'll go out of bounds. Croswell Lexington ball. 22-5 is your score. Croswell Lexington leading substantially. Coming down with a dribble, Trey Kolakovic. Over to the right wing to number 3. Zach Kretsch, the Hosterman, the Trey Kolakovic now back with it. He'll lay it up for two. Blocked, though, and picked up by Pontiac Notre Dame Prep. DeCasas over to the fast break to Wade Robinson, right side, up for two, and that does not go in. He's looking for a foul and rebound. Bounce pass from Geiger, who got the rebound, to Zach Kretsch. Kretsch swings it over to McDonald, right corner. Shot for two, no good. Rebound. Pontiac Notre Dame Prep, Wade Robinson with it. Swings it over to the left corner for three. No good by Tuttle. Foul by number 23, Robert Strimple. Oh, it'll be on number 2, I guess. The foul now will be on Croswell Lexington, apparently. This will be the third foul, and it will be Pontiac Notre Dame Prep. Inbounds pass quickly, looking for a shot for two, but McDonald there for the block. Wade Robinson getting a 3-point attempt from the right wing. No good. After the pitch out and the rebound offensively by Notre Dame Prep. 4:45 to go. 22-5. Croswell Lexington was in possession. On their side of the floor, Trey Kolakovic Wide open Kretsch from the left wing for two inside for two now. He swishes that one 24-5. 4.5 to go here in the game. Pontiac Notre Dame prep. Three-point shot by Joseph DeCasas. No good. Rebound by Wade Robertson. He'll go for three from the right wing. He swishes that one. First three of the game. We'll have a timeout call. We'll be right back. It's 24-8. 4:17 to go here in the second. Croswell Lexington leading. Coming back out, Croswell Lexington with possession after the timeout by Pontiac Notre Dame Prep. Three-point shot by Trey Kolakovich. Right corner hits the rim, no good. To the left side. Trying to get it is number two, Mitchell Geiger, and he steps out of bounds, and it will be Notre Dame Prep ball with a dribble. Slowly, no pressure here by Croswell Lexington. They leave 24-8. Last points made was by a three-pointer by Wade Robinson, who has possession right now. At the right wing, over to DeCasas at the left. To the free throw line, to the elbow, bounce pass out to Tuttle for Notre Dame Prep. Tuttle inside to right lane, over to the right corner, DeCasas for three. He swishes that one, 24-11, three-point shot. 3.5 to go here. Croswell Lexington, however, leading 24-11 now. And they have possession. Zach Kretsch for three, hits the rim, no good. Rebound pulled down by number two, Jacob Tuttle. Wade Robinson for three, left wing this time. He swishes that one, answering three straight three-pointers. 10-point lead now for Croswell Lexington. Robinson with the three-point shot at the 3:11 mark in counting. Croswell Lexington with possession. Geiger at the left wing, he'll go to the point. Swings over to Zach Kretsch at the right wing. Under three to go here in the first half. McDonald going up for a shot. Left side, no good. Put back a tip by Geiger. Good. 26-14. Croswell Lexington leading with 2:47 to go and counting. Wade Robinson with the dribble. Over to Joseph DeCasas with 2:35 to go here in the first half. Number 15 in the game. That would be Drew Smith. Back in. Wade Robinson driving to the left side. He'll hold up. Long two-point shot inside the left corner, no good. Trey Kolakovich gets the rebound for Croswell Lexington. 2:20 to go here, 26-14. Kolakovich over to the right side to McDonald. He makes a shot, and he'll get the three-point play and go to the free throw line to convert. 28-14. 2:16 to go here. Substitution coming in. Number 12, Trevor Soule. And for number two, Mitchell Geiger. And number 32, that's Nolan Tompkins for Pontiac Notre Dame Prep. 2:16 to go here, 28-14. Going for the three-point play, Donovan McDonald, and he does. 100% free throw shooting for Croswell Lexington, 29-14. 15-point lead. Second three-point play for him. He's had a couple free throws also. Pontiac Notre Dame Prep with it. Under 2 minutes and stealing it. Trey Kolakovich one-on-one, driving it for two. Thought he was bumped, but a putback good right behind him by number 12, Trevor Soule for two. 31-14. Notre Dame Prep with it now. Joseph DeCasas will pull back out into the left wing. Pick set by Wade Robinson. To the high post, over to the right side, hands it out to Tuttle. Down the baseline, up for two, floats it in against the glass. Joseph DeCasas, 31-16, 1:29 to go here in the second quarter. Croswell Lexington leading by 15. Trey Kolakovich with it, with 1:20 to go here in the first half. Over to the elbow, the Soule, back out to number four. McDonald for three, hits the back of the rim, no good. Had a good open look at it. Rebound, Pontiac Notre Dame Prep. Wade Robinson over to DeCasas. DeCasas drives down. Left corner, holds up. Wade Robinson for three, swishes that one from the left corner, 31-19. 58 seconds to go here. Robinson just throwing it down, making it rain there. 50 seconds to go here in the first half. It's 31-14, Croswell Lexington leading. Osterman over to Trevor Soule, to the left corner to Trey Kolakovich. Loses the ball from behind. And that was Joseph DeCasas, but in the backcourt, Zach Kretsch will grab it and save it for Croswell Lexington, getting the ball back. It's swings it over to Hosterman. Down to 26 seconds to go here. Stealing it, Wade Robinson. Wade Robinson racing to the basket for two. He lays it in. He is fouled from behind. And he'll try to convert the three-point play and the hustle play on the fast break steal. 31-21 with 21.8 seconds to go here for the three-point play. Ten-point lead, trying to make it within nine now with a three-point play attempt for Wade Robinson. Nice steal, drives to the basket, gets fouled, and goes for the three-point play attempt here. Coming out is number 23, Strimpo. In is number 30 for substitution, Joseph Wilcox, Pontiac Notre Dame Prep. Free throw is up and good. Converts 31-22. Robinson with a two-point shot, steal, and the three-point play for the free throw. Trey Kolakovic down to 12 seconds. Bounce pass over to Kretsch, back to Kolakovic at the point. 8 seconds, 7 seconds. Kolakovic lays it up for two, no good. Rebound, Pontiac Notre Dame Prep, down to 2 seconds. Last second shot, half court, up for three, no good. And that's where we end the half. 31-22 at the half. Croswell-Lexington leading. Good comeback here by the Fighting Irish. We'll have a long commercial break and our halftime stat report come your way also when we come back here. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back. It's halftime, 31-22. A good comeback here in the second period here for Pontiac Notre Dame Prep, but they are down only by nine now. Close the gap here with some big three-point shots here by Wade Robinson. He is the leading scorer in the first half for Notre Dame Prep with 15 points, 5 points for Joseph DeCostas, and 2 points for Robert Strimpo also. It was 20-0 at the end of the first, so a big run there by Croswell Lexington. The first point scored by Pontiac Notre Dame Prep was at the 7-12 mark with 2 points. Started to close the gap. In fact, 3 points, three straight threes by Pontiac Notre Dame Prep when it was 24-8, got it to 24-14 at the 3-11 mark. And Wade Robinson making a two-point shot, drawing the foul to convert the three-point play at the 21-second mark to make it 31-22 here at the half. Your leading scorer again for Pontiac Notre Dame Prep, Wade Robinson, 15 points, Joseph DeCostas with 5, and Robert Strimple with 2. They are 2 of 3 for free throw shooting in the first half. We're already in foul trouble, around 6 fouls at that point. 6 of 6 free throw shooting for the Croswell-Lexington Pioneers. 100%. Really spreading the ball out with your number 1, 2, 3, 4 players. Leading scorer is Mitchell Geiger, number 2 with 9 points. Trey Kolakovic with 3. Zach Kretsch with 6. Donovan McDonald with 7. 4 points from Trevor Soule and 2 for Drew Hosterman also. Not sure your leading scores here in the first half. We'll get ready here for the second half action coming up in about 3 minutes. Following this game, we'll keep an eye on the Richmond-Goodrich game. That will be the second game. We will not be broadcasting that game. Our colleagues over at Get Stuck on Sports will be covering that game. So we'll follow them on Twitter, of course, watching this game also to find out whoever wins this first game between Croswell-Lexington and Pontiac Notre Dame Prep will face off. So there we are. 31-22, we'll see the adjustments that Pontiac Notre Dame Prep has made and what Croswell will do to keep the pressure on the Fighting Irish. We'll be right back here for second half action for the third period here on WBGV 92.5 FM and streaming at sandlakebroadcasting.com. All right, ready for second half action? 31-22, closing the gap with Pontiac Notre Dame Prep. Good second period. They were down 20-0. Get within nine now. We'll see what the adjustments were made here at the half in the locker room. Get ready here. It will be Croswell-Lexington opening up the second half in the third period here. Leading 31-22. It'll be McDonald over to Geiger. Loses the ball off his foot. Was Kretsch driving it up with a steal and a layup for two. Joseph DeCostas for Pontiac Notre Dame Prep. Now it's 31-24 within seven. to open up the scoring here. The steal and the two-point shot for DeCostas. And up for two, attempt there by McDonald, no good. Rebound slapped away by number 32, Nolan Tompkins from Notre Dame Prep. DeCostas for three for the left corner, no good. Rebound picked up by McDonald, and picking it up is Zach Kretsch. Swings it over to Geiger. Geiger left side. His shot is blocked. And Pontiac Notre Dame Prep comes up with it defensively. Wade Roberson making a move in the paint. Pitches it out to DeCostas at the left corner. DeCostas over to Wade Roberson and slapped out of bounds with a reach in by Zach Kretsch. 31-24, 7:02 to go here. Inbounds pass to Wade Roberson, left sideline. He gets a pick set. He'll race his way to the left side. Jumper from the left elbow for two, no good. Rebound pulled down by Crosley Lexington. Hosterman, after the reach and grab by number two, Mitchell Geiger. Geiger with the dribble at the point. He'll pull back out. Slide his way over to left side. Over to Zach Kretsch, right corner. Trying to post up, right low block. He'll take the jumper for two, and that one does not drop. Rebound, Wade Roberson. Fast break play. Joseph DeCostas, one-on-one up for two. No good. Rebound, putback attempt, but he just swings it into the arms of Croswell Lexington. So that was number 32, Nolan Tompkins, had that rebound, just kind of threw it into traffic. Croswell Lexington ball. Geiger, head fake, goes to the paint, bounce pass right side, down to McDonald for two, first point scored. Timeout call by Lance Campbell. We'll be right back. It's 33-24. All right, get ready here. Coming out of the timeout, 6:05 to go. 33-24. In is number three, Colton Reese for Pontiac Notre Dame Prep. Notre Dame Prep opens up of inbounds pass. Play set up here by Coach Whitney Robinson. Pass off is stolen away by Croswell Lexington. Zach Kretsch by Croswell. A little confusion here by the players. Listen to the coach over to the right to Hosterman at the point. Swings it over to Kretsch, right wing. Back up top near the baseline or timeline to Trey Kolakovich. Hosterman with it. Swings it over to Kretsch for a left corner three. Swishes that one. 36-24, 5:24 to go here in the third period. Wade Robinson double team up top. He'll hold up at the high post. Hands it off to Reese Colton. Over to DeCostas. DeCostas down the right lane up for two. His the banks against the back of the glass. Misses the shot, but gets back his own rebound after the miss. Takes a shot, no good. But Reese picks up the rebound at the top of the point. Wade Robinson at the high post, takes a shot for three, top of the point, hits a rim, no good. Rebound brought down by Crosby Lexington Hosterman. Stolen away by DeCostas, he'll lay it up for two, no good. Wade Robinson saves it from going out of bounds with a rebound and taking a shot, and it bounces in. Turnaround jumper near the left lane for two, 36-26. 4:35 to go. Wade Robinson, DeCostas making some big plays there. Save that ball and keep it in their possession. Kolakovich out to the right corner. The Geiger over to McDonald. Over his hand. Slides out of his hand. And he'll be out of bounds. And Pontiac Notre Dame Prep will get the turnover after the out of bounds pass by Crosby Lexington. Inbounds pass far baseline. Jacob Tuttle into Wade Robinson. For Pontiac Notre Dame Prep. Number one, Wade Robinson. A pick set there by number 23, Robert Strimple. Over to number two, Jacob Tuttle. Tuttle with the dribble to the point, to the left elbow. Short jumper for two. Number 32, no good. Rebound. That was Nolan Tompkins taking a shot. Rebound, Crosswell Lexington. Losing the ball, Mitchell Geiger picking it up. It's Jacob Tuttle. Two on two. Bounce pass back to the right side. He waits for the player to jump over him. Head fake. It'll be a foul after the shot attempt by Pontiac Notre Dame Prep, and fighting for the rebound after the missed shot. It'll be a foul, and it'll be two fouls now, number 32, Nolan Tompkins. Full court pressure applied by Pontiac Notre Dame Prep. It's 36-26, 10-point lead here for Crosby Lexington. 3:38 to go here in the third period. Ball over to Geiger. Geiger to the left side, to the left wing to Kretsch. Kretsch driving to the basket. Holds up in the left corner. Pitches it back out to Kolakovic. To McDonald at the left elbow. Swings it over to Trevor So at the high post. Back to Geiger at the right wing. Goes to the high post paint. Holds up at the free throw line. Bounce pass underneath. Turnaround jumper just off to the side, left side. No good by Trevor So. Rebound. DeCostas. DeCostas drives to the right lane. Lays it up for two. No good. But he is fouled and will go to the free throw line for two. We'll be right back. First free throw, no good. Second free throw, good by Joseph DeCostas. It is 36-27. Back to a 9-point lead of under three to go here in County. Croswell Lexington ball, number 20, pitching it in to McDonald between two defenders in front of the rim. That was number 20 for Croswell. James Krampitz into Donovan McDonald. Whistle was called to be a, looked like knocked out of bounds. Actually, that was a foul on Pontiac Gordon Prep. The third foul for Jacob Tuttle here in the third period. Inbounds pass to So. Back out to Zach Kretsch from the baseline. Back to So at the right corner. Bounce pass inside to McDonald. Off his foot. Taking it away with a steal. Wade Robinson. The drive to the basket. The layup for two. Lays it up against the glass left side. It's 36-29. Closest gap now for Pontiac Notre Dame Prep. They're down 2.5 to go here in the third period. 36-29 within seven now. Bounce pass from Kretsch over to Trey Kolakovic. Right low block. Whistle was called. Number 11, Jacob DeCostas got a little too close for comfort. Be the third foul. First foul for Joseph DeCostas, and it'll be the third foul for Pontiac Notre Dame Prep. Inbounds pass, Zach Kretsch, right corner. Trey Kolakovic from the right low block with a fadeaway, hits the rim, goes up and in with a favorable bounce. It's 38-29, 9-point lead for Croswell Lexington. Trey Kolakovic, 3-point shot by Wade Robinson, try to respond. That one goes out of bounds. Tompkins tried to chase it down with 2:02 to go here. Inbounds pass far side. Croswell Lexington feeling the full court pressure. Stoll gets it. He'll come up with a dribble and hand it out to Trey Kolakovic. Under two to go in the third. 38-29, Croswell Lexington leading with a dribble. Trey Kolakovic left wing. Bounce pass over to the right side to Kretsch. Kretsch to the right corner. To Krampitz. Over to McDonald at the right low block. And lays it in for two. McDonald with the assist. Saw Trey Kolakovic race to the basket, and he gets it for two. 40-29. Kolakovic with that 2-point shot. 1:30 to go and counting. Wade Robinson for Pontiac Notre Dame Prep with the ball. Calling for a pick. Kolakovic on him defensively. Krampitz picks up the pick to Tuttle. Tuttle in the middle of the paint. Fade away for two, and he switches that one just below the free throw line. 40-31. 1:07 to go here. Coming down to a minute left here in the third period. Kolakovic swings it over to Kretsch. Kretsch over to McDonald, the right side between two defenders. Blocked. Wade Robinson getting the ball after almost losing it. Fast break play attempt. Tuttle will go to the basket right. We'll block up for two, and he makes it in for two. Timeout called. With 40 seconds to go, it's 40-33. Croswell leading by seven. We'll be right back. Coming out of the timeout, 40-33. Down by seven is Pontiac Notre Dame Prep. Full court pressure applied. Inbounds pass in the far baseline. Trey Kolakovic from Kretsch. Kolakovic over to Kretsch, right wing, down to 30 seconds here in the third. Pitching over to the right low block, McDonald. Right into the hands with a steal by Jacob Tuttle. Fast break play attempt here, Wade Robinson. Pitches it out to DeCostas. That's number three, actually, for three. Reese for three, 40-36, within four. 3-point shot by Colton Reese at the 18-second mark, now down to 9 seconds. 40-36, 3-point shot by Kolakovic. Hits the rim, no good. Rebound, fighting for it, loose. Long half-court shot. 40-36 is your score at the end of the third, within four. Pontiac Notre Dame Prep down by four. Crosby Lexington leading. We'll be right back for our final frame. All right, opening up with possession here, our final fourth quarter. 7.5 to go here. 40-36. Lash out was a three-pointer by Colton Reese for Pontiac Notre Dame Prep to get within four. Quite a comeback when they were down at the end of the first period, 20-0. Wade Robinson with the ball, making a move down the left lane. He trips up, but over to the right side for two. Number 23, that is Robert Striplin to get the first points, and it's 40-38. Long shot for three, answers with the three, 43-38. Long timeout for Croswell after making that shot by Kolakovich. We'll be right back. Got within two. Trey Pontiac Notre Dame Prep, Strimple with a two-point shot, but then Trey Kolakovich answers back from the left wing for three. Timeout was called. It's 43-38. Croswell Lexington leading with under seven to go and counting. Wade Robinson with a dribble. Coming down with it for Pontiac Notre Dame Prep. Over to Tompkins at the top of the point, number 32. Swings over to Wade Robinson for three. Left wing, around the rim, no good. Fighting for the rebound is Strimpo, and he does. Swings it over to number two, Jacob Tuttle, and he'll hold up with the dribble. 6.5 to go. Pick set there by Tompkins. Back over to the right corner, Joseph DeCasas. DeCasas over to Wade Robinson for three. Left corner, hits the back side rim, no good. Wade Robinson gets back his own ball, but it is knocked loose by Croswell Lexington, and Zach Kretsch will come up with it. Swings over to Trey Kolakovich, who'll move his way to the top of the points. Being defended by Joseph DeCasas. Over to number 11, Hosterman. Hosterman, bounce pass to Kolakovich. Back out to Kretsch, left wing for three. Hits the rim, no good. Rebound, Joseph DeCasas for Notre Dame Prep. Under six to go. Whistle was called. It'll be a foul on Croswell Lexington. 5:53 to go here in the fourth period. 43-38. Croswell Lexington leading. And inbounds pass, left sideline. Jacob Tuttle into Wade Robinson. Coming in is Donovan McDonald. In for the substitution will be Trevor Sow in the game for Croswell Lexington. Wade Robinson, 5:45 to go here. Tipped away and saved by Tompkins after almost stolen by Hosterman. Wade Robinson with a dribble, asking for a pick. Still being double teamed at the top of the point. Makes the dribble. Hands it off to Tuttle at the left wing. 5:28 to go, 43-38. Got to be careful with every possession here. They got within two. Still within reach. Back over to Wade Robinson. Robinson swings over to DeCasas, the number 32, Nolan Tompkins. To Robinson, trying to post up Tuttle. Swings over the right side, and number 23, Robert Strimple, just went right through his hands there. Kind of a quick, hard pass to the right low block. And it'll be Croswell ball after the turnover. With the dribble, inbounds pass to Trey Kolakovich. Kolakovich being challenged by DeCasas again defensively. Kolakovich at the right wing, bounce pass to Geiger. Near the right lane, back out top for three. Kolakovich swishes that one. 46-38. Kolakovich with that three-point shot. 4:41 to go in counting. Back-to-back threes here for Croswell Lexington. Pontiac Notre Dame Prep with possession. 4.5 to go. Wade Robinson with it. To the right side, floater for two. No good. Putback attempt by Tompkins, and he'll go out of bounds. Last touch by Croswell, it appears to be, and it'll be Pontiac Notre Dame Prep ball. 46-38, 4:25 to go in the game. Croswell Lexington leading. Inbounds pass to Tompkins. Over to DeCasas. Left corner to the left wing to the point. Now he'll dribble his way to the right side, hand it off to Wade Robinson. Robinson looking for a pick. Croswell doing a pretty good job to pull off on that pick and double team Robinson for a moment. To Tuttle now at the left side. He is double teamed at the top. Down the right lane to the paint. Up for two off balance. Loose ball picked up by Tuttle. Jumper for two, switches it in the left short corner. 46-40, down by six. Tuttle with that two-point shot. Down to 3:50 to go in the game. Croswell Lexington leading 46-40. Left corner for three. Hosterman for three. He gets hot in the fourth, as he has throughout most of the game. Three straight threes by Croswell Lexington. Hosterman now for the three-point shot. 3.5 to go in the game. Wade Robinson, long shot for three. Hits the back of the rim, no good. Pulling down the rebound. Drew Hosterman with the hustle after that missed shot. Croswell Lexington ball. McDonald with it. Over to the left corner, and a whistle is called, and we'll have a timeout. 3:16 to go, 49-40. Croswell Lexington leading by 9. Open look for three, right corner, no good by Kolakovic. Misses that shot. Pontiac Notre Dame Prep will pick up the rebound, miss. 3 minutes to go in the game now, 49-40, a 9-point lead here for Croswell Lexington. Wade Robinson with it for Pontiac Notre Dame Prep. Goes for a three from the top of the point, off balance, no good. Rebound pulled down by Notre Dame Prep. Number 23, but turnover by Pontiac Notre Dame Prep as it came loose, and Croswell Lexington would come up with it. McDonald with it. Settles things down there as they got a little bit of furious there from Hosterman to Kretsch. Back to Hosterman, left side. Into the high post, McDonald. Wide open right shot. Kretsch, but he's rejected, but a putback by Geiger. He misses it. One, two, three misses in a row after a putback attempt. Last touch, knocked out of bounds by Joseph DeCasas. Last touch would be Croswell Lexington ball with 2:25 to go in the game. It's 49-40. Croswell Lexington with the lead. Inbounds pass, Zach Kretsch to the baseline. Inbounds to the left side. Kolakovic goes for two. Left low block misses that one, but he is fouled. It'll be four fouls now in Fighting Irish. Showing a lot of fight in this game. From the free throw line. I do believe there's the first free throws here. And the second half. That one is a miss by Kolakovic. Second free throw attempt. Up and no good. Rebound. Kolakovic, though, after the missed free throws. He'll pitch it out over to Kretsch. Left side to Kolakovic. Back over to McDonald. Almost knocked loose. Be a foul running into McDonald in the middle of the paint was number 23. Robert Strimple. And that'll be the fifth foul on Pontiac Notre Dame Prep. His third foul of the game. That's the fifth foul for Notre Dame Prep. Inbounds pass from the baseline to Kolakovic from Kretsch. Comes off the leg, goes out of bounds. Coach Campbell's questioning the call. Inbounds pass, full court pressure, some pressure applied on the inbounds pass. Wade Robinson being challenged by Drew Hosterman. 2:10 to go here in the game. 49-40. Coming down to 2 minutes here soon. Turns the ball over. Wade Robinson way over the head of Tutto in the left corner. 2:02 to go here. It's 49-40. Inbounds pass for Croswell. Over to Hosterman. 9-point lead. Under 2 minutes to go in the game. 1:55 to go. Dive into the basket. Left low block. Right corner. Bounce pass to Kretsch from Geiger. Back to Kolakovic. Whistle was called. There'll be a foul. Number 11, Joseph DeCasas, with 1:45 to go in the game. Six fouls now on Notre Dame Prep. Inbounds pass from the right sideline. One more foul, and Notre Dame Prep will be in the free throw infraction. We have a whistle called. It'll be a foul, and McDonald will go to the free throw line now. Now seven fouls at the 1:40 mark. Donovan McDonald now will go to the free throw line for Croswell. And Croswell, pretty good free throw shooters. Substitution coming in here, be number three. Colton Reese will come in here. In for number 32, Nolan Tompkins. Reese made a big three-point shot near the end of the half. First free throw attempt here. Be the third free throw attempt overall. First free throw is good by Donovan McDonald. That will be a 10-point lead now, 50-40, with 1:40 to go. Second free throw attempt is good. 51-41. Crosby Lexington leading. Notre Dame Prep with the ball. Joseph Acosta almost loses the ball. He will lose the ball, but falling on. As it goes out of bounds, Trey Kolakiewicz with a steal attempt. And it rolls out of bounds. Both teams from the second game showing up. 1:32 to go here. Richmond and Goodrich, the second game. Wade Robinson will be fouled from behind, it looks like. The whistle was called, and I'm trying to figure out why the whistle was stopped and called here. A little confusion here. Okay, it'll be Pontiac Notre Dame Prep inbounds pass away to Robinson. He slips and falls quickly, but stolen away. Trey Kolakiewicz all by himself for the layup for two. Good. 53-41, 1:22 to go here. Roswell Acton, Kolakiewicz. 3-point shot by number three, Reese, for the three for Pontiac Notre Dame Prep, making it 53-40. Timeout call by NDP. We'll be right back. Timeout call by Pontiac Notre Dame Prep. I do believe that was a three-point shot by Colton Reese. 53-43 is your score. 1:13 to go in the game. Seven fouls already for Pontiac Notre Dame Prep. So Crosville Lexington will be going to the line regardless. Just three fouls for Crosville Lexington. Any fouls to give. Full court pressure applied by Notre Dame Prep. Inbounds pass to Hosterman. He is fouled. Colton Reese will come in again. Be number 15 with a foul for Notre Dame Prep, Drew Smith. Smith will come out. That's the second foul. On the free throw line, Drew Hosterman, who always makes big shots in the second half. Good hustler, good defender. Steals, good assists also. Free throw line up, and that one drops in. Danced a little bit. 54-43. Roswell Lexington leading. Second free throw attempt is no good. Rebound, Notre Dame Prep. Tuttle with it. Coming down to 1:05 to go. Yeah, foul Zach Kretsch. Following him on defense. Got a little too close there. That's the fourth foul. So fouls to give here with 1:06 to go in the game. 54-43. Crosby Lexington leading into the far back court. Picked up by Wade Robinson. Dribbled to the point. Down the left lane. Up for two. Throws it up. Draws a foul. But no, it was an elbow push off by Wade Robinson offensively. Used the elbow to push off. And it's 54-43 with 1 minute to go in the game. Drew Smith coming in. Reese comes out. Kretsch from the baseline. Inbounds pass. Bounce pass into Kolakiewicz. Full court pressure applied. Stolen away by DeCasas. He gets a steal, makes it for two. 54-45. DeCasas quickly with a foul. It is DeCasas. Joseph DeCasas with a steal on the inbounds pass. It's 54-45. All right, some substitutions here. On the free throw line is Zach Kretsch. 54-45, first free throw, no good. Rebound, Joseph DeCasas. Takes a shot for three, top of the point. Hits the back of the rim, no good. Donovan McDonald with a rebound with 45 seconds to go in the game. Zach Kretsch with it. He'll be fouled and go to the free throw line also after the rebound. 54-45, 42 seconds to go here in the game. Roswell Lexington leading. On the free throw line, Zach Kretsch. Free throw up and good. That's 10 fouls already on Notre Dame Prep, making it 55-45. Crosby Lexington. 42 seconds to go. Second free throw good. 56-45. Crosby Lexington leading. Wade Robinson swings it over to the right corner. Reese for three. Hits the back of the rim. No good. Slapping it away with the rebound. McDonald over to Klokovic over to number 11. The Hosterman. 28 seconds to go there. Geiger had a wide open look for two. He will not shoot the ball, and he will be fouled by Reese from behind to stop the clock at 23 seconds. 56-45. And we have a full substitution coming in from Crosby Lexington, as Notre Dame Prep will also elect to fully substitute. So it's a sportsmanship from both sides, congratulating with the handshakes to the players on the court. Hard play by Pontiac Notre Dame Prep. They were down 20-0 at one point. Got within two in the third on the free throw line. Number two, Geiger, and he'll make that one. 57-45, 23 seconds to go here. Mass substitution here for both teams. Tough loss here for Notre Dame Prep, but good comeback. Mitchell Geiger here for his second free throw. 57-45, 23 seconds to go here. And the free throw is good. 58-45. 13-point lead. Geiger comes out. Mass substitution here for Crosby Lexington and Notre Dame Prep for both sides. Down to 23 seconds to go here in the game. 58-45. Dribble here for number four in the game, Caden Hush. 3-point shot attempt and the miss by number 20. Samuel Stow, and rebound picked up by number 15. That is Cameron Saunders to hang on to it, and for the win, 58-45, your final score. Crosby Lexington with the win over Pontiac Notre Dame Prep, 58-45. Our post-game report is coming up here on WBGV 92.5 FM, streaming at samlightbroadcasting.com. We'll be right back in a few. Welcome back. Post-game report here on WBGV 92.5 FM. They have final score of 58-45. Crosby Lexington winning over Pontiac Notre Dame Prep. And Notre Dame Prep was down 20-0 at the end of the first, then 31-22 at the half, but got within 2 points in the fourth with 7:10 to go there, 40-38. Great comeback, but Crosby Lexington able to pull away. Some good turnovers with steals also. It got within 46-40 again. 3:55 to go after a total shot for two by Pontiac Notre Dame Prep. But then seven fouls on Notre Dame Prep at the 1:40 mark sent Crosby to the free throw line for most of those points. Klokovic also had a big steal for a 2-point. 1:22 to go. The lead 51-40 at that point. Some free throws also by Crosby Lexington just to pull away. 58-45, but hey, a lot of heart here for Pontiac Notre Dame Prep. Young team, a little bit of a down team here, but showed a lot of fighting spirit, fighting Irish here. Did not have the luck on their side. Almost did when they got within two there, 40-38 in the fourth period. All right, your leading scorers here. We'll start off with Pontiac Notre Dame Prep. They were only 3 of 5 for free throw shooting. Just 3 of 5 for free throw shooting. Total, 2 of 3 in the first, and the second just 1 of 2. So free throw shooting heavily favored in Crosby Lexington. Leading scorer, Wade Robinson with 17 points. He only had 2 in the second half. 12 points for Joseph DeCasas, number 11. 6 points apiece for Jacob Tuttle and Colton Reese, who came in to make a big 3-point shot to pull within. Robert Strimple with 4 points. Your scores for Pontiac Notre Dame Prep. And again, 3 for 5 for free throw shooting. When we come back, your post-game stats with the Crosby Lexington Pioneers, who are victorious here. Moving on to regional championship game against the winner between Richmond and Goodrich. That game coming your way, but not on the radio. We'll keep an eye on it. We'll come back with your stats for Crosby Lexington. We'll be right back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. All right, your post-game stat report for Crosby Lexington. They were 13 of 18 for free throw shooting. Leading scorer, quite spread out, Trey Kolakiewicz with 15 points. 11 points each for Mitchell Geiger, Zach Kretsch, and Donovan McDonald. 6 points for Drew Hosterman, 4 points for Trevor Soe. For Crosby Lexington getting the win, 58-45 over Pontiac Notre Dame Prep Fighting Irish. They only allowed 0 points at the end of the first, then 22 points by Pontiac Notre Dame Prep. They scored 14 and 9. That was Pontiac Notre Dame Prep's scoring. For Crosby Lexington, they started off 20-0 run, scored 11 points in the second period to make it 31-22. At the half, a comeback to Pontiac Notre Dame Prep. 9 points in the third, and then 18 points in the final frame for Crosby Lexington. And again, your leading score. Again, a good job spreading the ball out. Great defensive play here for Crosby Lexington. 15 points for Trey Kolakovich. And again, 11 apiece for Mitchell Geiger, Zach Kretsch, and Donovan McDonald. And again, 13 of 18 for free throw shooting for the Crosby Lexington Pioneers, where they will move on to the regional championship game. We'll be back here Wednesday night. They'll play against the winner, Richmond or Goodrich. That game's up next. Not on air, but we'll keep track of it on Twitter. Game is going to be on Get Stuck on Sports also, so tune in for that. We'll be right back with more post-game report. We'll see if we can get an interview with Lance Campbell, head coach at Croswell. Welcome back here, broadcasting live on WBGV 92.5 FM. I want to thank Lance Campbell, head coach at Croswell, for talking to us here. Good win. You led 20-0 at the end of the first. Were you surprised about that big lead that you had so far, you know, up to that point?
Yeah. I mean, to be up 20-0 in a regional is obviously surprising, especially against a team that is really good. I mean, they're a good basketball team. So, you know, the one thing that we did really well is we didn't give them anything easy in the first quarter. And because we got stops, we were able to get out in transition. We scored at the rim several times. And then, you know, and our kids were really excited, and I think – you know, I had to settle them down there at the end of the first quarter because they were acting like the game was over, you know, and some of the fans were really ecstatic, and that's great, but we still had 24 minutes left, and I know they're too good of a team not to make a run, and they shoot the ball too well to not underestimate them coming back, and they got it within, I think, 8 or 9 one time in a second, then it ended up at 9 at half.
Yeah, and you weren't surprised about that. In the fourth, 40-38, within 2 points there.
Yeah.
It's like, oh boy, with about 7 minutes to go there, Strimple making a big two-point shot there also. But you expect your guys all contribute. I mean, you really spread the ball out really good here. 3 11-pointers for shooters. Geiger, Kretsch, McDonald, your expected starting four there with your seniors. And everybody else pitching in defensively, doing the right thing, sharing the ball, trying to get the open looks. And then when you don't expect it, Hosterman comes in again in the second half. They're just kind of like, hey, I'm here too.
Yeah, Drew.
Just making it difficult for NDP to really focus.
Drew's hit big shots all year. He hit a huge shot against Richmond at home to put us up 7. Tonight he hit that big, huge corner 3 to put us up 9. And when you get in that double-digit figure, Mark, it just, you know, it's 4 possessions. And we did a pretty good job in the half court of spacing the floor. And when they were coming with doubles, we got it to the right guy. A couple of times we threw it behind the defense and had shots at the rim we didn't convert, but it's, you know, half the battle is getting those shots, and we got opportunities to score at the rim, and then the last 6 or 7 minutes I think we were better defensively. You know, we get, with the exception of a 3 late, I think we held them to, you know, when it was 40-38, what did they end up with? 45?
Yeah, they ended up with 45.
So 7 points in the last 7 minutes, and one was a 3 really late. So for 4, you know, for 6 minutes we gave up 4 points. We preach defense. We talk about it. I'm sure the kids are, you know, over playing defense all the time like we do in practice. But this is the reason why we're in this position, because we buy into that end of the floor.
Second chance points, hitting the boards also a key here in the paint. They really focus on double teaming you. You did as well, though, to prevent that big shot from the outside perimeter. But, you know, when you attack the paint, you can get it on the line, and you were able to with 13 of 18 free throw shooting. Pretty good that at that aspect also.
Yeah.
You take those points away, you know, look at they were only 3 of 5. You take those points away, it's a lot different game there. So.
And you know, I'm sure, you know, some people are going to look at the foul disparity and think, you know, Croslex got a bunch of whistles. I don't necessarily think that was the case. I thought we were much more aggressive going to the rim, where Notre Dame shoots a lot of threes, so they're not going to get free throw opportunities because they're more perimeter-based. And tonight we really attacked out of the post. We thought we had opportunities with multiple guys in the post. And because of that, we may have picked up, they may have picked up a couple fouls early. And, you know, now we're shooting free throws early in the fourth quarter rather than late in the fourth quarter. And with the exception of Zach missing two there at the end, and he's our best free throw shooter. So we had the right guy at the line. And then he stepped up, you know, the next possession he got fouled and made both. So.
Well, you can make a run laps tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right, good job. Great.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Eddie. Thanks for covering it.
I know you got to scout this game next. Everybody's in this regional, with the exception of you. You were in a different regional last year, but it's going to make it quite interesting here, I'm sure.
It's going to be a really good game. Both teams can play. The great thing about winning tonight is we get another opportunity. The bad thing is now we got to go home and figure out how to stop both of them. So I just hope it's an entertaining game. And both of them play like seven overtimes, and they're so exhausted come Wednesday, they aren't ready to play basketball.
Yeah, shout out to the competitor cheer team.
Yes, Croslex.
State titles.
Croslex cheerleading, the state championship.
So maybe they'll show up here and do some flips for us.
That'd be nice.
Regional
That'd be
championship
nice.
Game. Yes. All right, Coach Campbell, good job of you and
Thank
your
you.
Assistants.
Thank you.
Thank you for talking to us here.
Appreciate it.
Yep.
Thank you.
We'll be back Wednesday night. So, all right, Coach Lance Campbell. The Croslex Lexington Pioneers, good luck to him. He'll be scouting this next game. We'll keep an eye on this game and tweet it out. Thank you for tuning in on WBGB 92.5. I'll close things out in just a moment when we come back from this short commercial break. Final score, 58-45, Croslex Lexington over Pontiac Notre Dame Prep to move on against the winner of Richmond and Goodrich. That game coming your way. We'll keep an eye on it. Tweet it out for you. And we'll be back here Wednesday night for a regional championship game as we are covering Croslex Lexington tomorrow, Tuesday evening, 6:30 p.m. on 92.5, a quarterfinal in Division III. Sandusky Wolves girls basketball team will be going up against Madison Heights Bishop Foley. I'll be making that long drive over to West Bloomfield High School. So tune in for that tomorrow, Tuesday. I'll be off on Wednesday morning for the morning show. This will be a long drive back. I'll be a little bit tired there. So, yeah. All right. So we'll be back here Wednesday night at Emily City High School. Shout out to Athletic Director Don Gothier and the full staff here. Always gracious to us here in the many, many years back with Umchugger Sports and also with Sand Lake Broadcasting and myself. So tune in for that Wednesday night. We'll be back here for championship, 6:30 p.m. on Wednesday. Croslex Lexington up against the winner of Richmond or Goodrich. Thank you for tuning in on WBGV 92.5 FM and sandlakebroadcasting.com. And one more time, for the MHSA, the broadcast of tonight's game was a copyrighted presentation of the Michigan High School Athletic Association and Sand Lake Broadcasting, WBGV 92.5. No reproduction, retransmission, or other distribution of the descriptions or account of this game may take place without the express written consent of the MHSAA and Sand Lake Broadcasting. You have our permission. Now you got to ask the MHSAA. Thank you for tuning in. WBGB 92.5 for high school sports.